back-to-back.
Yeah, it was a great back-to-back. The guys were terrific last night, and tonight we did our job and held home court against a team we should beat. So, great back-to-back, and personally, it was nice to, you know, afford to miss a game and then come back and actually, I wasn't sure how my body was going to feel. It was okay, but the rest did me really well.
So are you feeling pretty good right now?
Well, I just feel, more than anything, I feel like I had some energy again and some legs, so that overcomes a lot of the stuff that's bothering me. But I still got some work to do physically to get right. Well, Gorin's been playing great, and I thought yesterday he was terrific. He made some big shots and ran the team well. So, it was exciting to see. I think it also gave the guys a lot of confidence, in him that he could handle, 40 minutes and play as well as he did. So that was big for our team, I think, in the big picture, not only last night.
The first quarter tonight especially seemed like you were back in the flow of things, and the rest really did you seem good.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel great going into the game tonight, but things went well for me, and the ball went in the basket, and a lot of that I think has to do with having fresh legs, and but for me it was nice to get back out there to not tweak anything, and to contribute and get some confidence, and hopefully my health can get better and better from here on out.
Was last night a one-time thing, do you think, or do you foresee maybe?
Well, I can't say, and I think there's two ways to look at it. In an ideal world, I'd feel great and play every game the rest of the way, but, if that's not the case, it would be great to get, another game or two if we can afford it. So I think it's unpredictable. If we can afford to miss a game or two, if it helped me physically, I'm sure we'll do it. And if I don't need it, feel good, then I'd love to play. I don't like sitting out and watching.
Steve, you mentioned your back. How about your abdomen?
Pardon me?
How about your abdomen?
It was okay tonight. I was a little, I lacked confidence in it, at times, but, to come through unfazed was good for my confidence and my mind. Yeah, I think the rest more than anything. I think when you're struggling and you're tired, that you just fuel one another, and it's a big struggle. And so, to have that rest tonight, I came into the game, I didn't feel great physically, but my legs were there. So some of the ailments, I was able to overcome them because, I had a little juice in my step. So that was much as anything helped me. And I think it was good for me mentally too. After a lot of games and a really difficult kind of all-star break as far as demands on my time and travel. It was nice to kind of just get my mind, and I got tons of treatment and didn't do much at all. So other than that, so I think that was important for me. Maybe. I know he was fighting himself tonight, but Gorin's capable, and it's not necessarily always his fault, but we happen to play the same position, and granted, the most experienced guys on the team, so and sometimes it's not necessarily a slight on Gorin that he puts me back in for him. Yeah, I mean, it's my 14th season. Scoring second, so and like I said, it's not always Gorin that's getting subbed out. It's more finding a place to put me back in the game. No, I could have kept playing. I mean, obviously, it was ideal to not have to play too much, so that I can continue to stay ahead of this thing, hopefully. But I was ready to go back out. I think it was more Alvin. It was like, let's really try to keep him out if we can.
It's hard to know where that line is between where you're hurting the team, playing through.
It is, especially because you don't know how the game's going to go. There was a couple games recently where, I didn't feel good in any of them, but some of them you produce and you play well, considering, and then other ones, you're just out there fighting it the whole night, and you could be hurting the team, but it's hard to tell. I think everyone wants you to play and expects you to play and give it a shot, and so you go out there and give it a shot and you just hope for the best, but it's not always maybe the smartest thing. And I thought it took a lot of foresight and confidence and wisdom for, you know, Alvin and Steve Kerr and Aaron to say, hey, look, let's just sit you down a game, because, you know, the West is not an easy place to just start sitting starters down. So it was good.
How hard were against that idea?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't like it now, but, you know, when I think about trying to get through the last 24, 25 games, whatever it was before last night, and feeling the way I was feeling, and it just getting more and more uphill, you know, back-to-back, and then straight into another game, and then a back-to-back again, I think this was important for me, to get through this next stage until we have those 5 days off. I do. And I will. But I mean, I think the amount of stuff that I do in our training staff does the reason why at 36 I can play 34 minutes a night with the responsibility I have on this team. So it's a year round thing. And our training staff does a great job and of keeping us, with the best opportunity to be durable through the season. That's true. You know, it wasn't like I was getting treatment and doing corrective exercises or doing training, but, you know, rather just had to be places and do things and travel. So, you know, that it didn't help in that respect as well, I suppose.
Is the pressure to play more from without or from within?
I think within. I feel a pressure from myself. I also feel a pressure from outside that's probably not really there. But that's the way I am, you know. I just feel like I owe it to everyone to be there and be accountable. But sometimes, like I think, you know, even if we had a loss last night and lost tonight, it was the right thing to do. And sometimes you just have to accept that and make that decision and think long term rather than, you know, we happened to make money on the deal last night and tonight. But even if we didn't, it was a wise move, I think, in the big picture. I could care less about that, you know. I mean,
it's not like your reputation.
Oh, I know. I mean, to be honest with you, I've never felt like, I feel like I've the durability question has been answered for the last 7-8 years. So I don't feel any insecurity about that. So that doesn't play into my mindset. It's just I want to be out there with my teammates. It might be a night where they need you, even if it's to play, you know, even if you play 10 of your minutes are played well, that might be the difference. So it's more of that than it is of any personal kind of, you know, feeling like I got to play or, you know, everyone's going to think I'm not durable or something. I think that's behind me.
You know, big picture, for a while you were kind of alluding to the fact it didn't look like a team was having fun and what have you. And now things are going a lot better, 10 out of 12. How do you assess the team right now?
Well, we are. I mean, it's always fun to win. We're playing well. But I think the big thing is, you know, we're more focused and we're more consistent with our focus. You know, that's really what it is. Our defense, you know, we're never going to be the best defensive team in the league, but we've shown from the start of the season to now stretches where we are a good defensive team or an adequate defensive team, and it comes down to focus. And so, you know, we're focused, we're early, we're anticipating. You know, that is when you see us do well defensively, and that's, I think, the difference that you've seen in this team in the last 10, 12 games.
Steve, early in the season, we talked a lot about the balance between playing fast and rebounding and defense. It seems like even over the last couple of weeks, the pace has gone down. And you're scoring fewer points, but also holding teams to fewer points. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I think you could see it coming a little bit. Even in the start of the season, we weren't a running team as much anymore. We still wanted to be able to take quick shots, but you know, sometimes teams are going to take away the quick shot and you're going to have to find ways to score in the half court. And I think what's been nice lately is we've found different ways to score in the half court. You know, I think Amari has continued to improve on his isolation game on that mid post. I think we've been able to run some more motion sets in our offense and not rely so much on the pick and roll. So I think we've found different ways. You know, it had different performances. I think the other thing is Jason Richardson has really played well lately, and it makes us a different team. Our record when he scores is phenomenal. So there's a lot of things that are going well for us, and I think that we got to try to, you know, keep those going in the right direction.
Do you consciously kind of try and get Jason going, knowing that you guys are such a better team when he's involved in the offense?
you know, I want him to play well, so I try to look for him. But at the same time, you can't, you know, look someone down so much that you miss other guys. So for me, I think with a starting lineup we have, I try to just make the right read and get the guy the ball who has the best opportunity to score. I knew he'd finish it. Well, I had to throw that one that time because if I had waited, it would have. I was reading the defense, so I had to. That was my only opportunity to get it there.
Okay, guys.